Sam. I just want to wish everybody Gemara Tov and thank you for coming. Today happens to be the Bo Bayom of my father's fourth yard site, Avram Ben Chaim. You should have an Elias Neshama. And I just wanted to share one little thought, particularly to this group that comes here in such a dedicating way every Sunday. There is a famous vort that is given by one of the Rebbes, and it is in regard to the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded by Hashem, Ale Eli Hahara Ve'yesham. When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to come to Har Sinai, he said, Ale Eli Hahara, come to me to the Har, Ve'yesham, and be there. And the famous question is, if he's going up to Har Sinai, then obviously he's going to be there. What was the point of saying Ve'yesham? So one of the Rebbes, whose name escapes me at this particular moment, said that it's clear that a lot of times we could attend an event or undertake some sort of a pursuit. But in order to do it in a fashion where we're going to go ahead and dedicate ourselves, that really requires a tremendous commitment to the particular project. And the only reason why I mention this is I've actually put on the table in front of Rabbi Sokoloff two out of the eight volumes of a sefer that's called Chazaras HaShas. And that is basically a summary of all of the dafim of Shas that my father, Olav Shalom, was able to do in the last years of his life. And just wanted to let everybody know that about 30 years ago, 35 years ago, in an attempt to really spend more time with my father, we both decided to start learning the Daf Yomi together. And we started with Brachos because it was a new cycle. By the time we got to Daf Chaf Beis, I dropped out. It was too early in the morning for me. And so I only did about 21 blot, but my father continued. The first set, the first series or cycle that he did is like most people go to the Daf Yomi. You go, you listen, and then you go home and do whatever else you need to do. When he did the second cycle, he started to take some notes, and he put it on index cards. By the third cycle, he really put pen to paper, and he was very close with, among others, Rabbi Olbaum from Kew Garden Hills and Rabbi Arieli. And he started to summarize the Dapim of the Shas to such an extent that Rabbi Olbaum encouraged him to really put pen to paper and to put this farm together. And the result was, after three cycles and a lot of time, and a person who at first was computer illiterate really learned to Baruch Hashem, learn the computer, do it in Hebrew, type it up, and get to the point where he really showed what the Hayesha means in connection with doing the Daf Yomi. It wasn't just a question of going to the Shir and sometimes listening to it, but really learning it to an extent that he was able to, again, Baruch Hashem, come out with the resulting product over here. And it wasn't that he was doing it for the money or for the cover or anything like that. He was a very unavdic man. But again, we see also over here the display of commitment that so many of the people over here have to Rabbi Sokoloff Shir and Rabbi Sokoloff, obviously, to all of us over here. It is also another example of the Ve'heyesham. It's really just one of the many stories that I would want to share with my father, and about my father, excuse me. But this one, to me, is probably the most appropriate message to the chevra that we have over here. And as we embark in the days post of Yom Kippur, which is just the last famous vart, it says, Achrei Mos, why Achrei? Because the whole issue of the 10 days of tshuva is not so much what we do then, but what we take from it and then what we go ahead and run with it thereafter. So in the schus of the aliyah for my father, he should be a melech yosher for all of us in Klal Yisrael. We should be zocha to be v'heyeshams in all of the undertakings that we take for Torah, for mitzvot, and for chasadim.
David.
We're good for the day.
Then you missed the message.
I would just like to add to what David said. I've seen these swarm in Kew Garden Hills over the time that I've recently moved there, and I've always wondered who authored them, where they come from, and now to hear that this was written by David's father really makes it all full circle. Although I didn't have a chance to meet your father, David, I have a chance to meet his grandchildren. I got to know your sons quite well. Eli was a Talmud of mine in yeshiva, and now he's a Rebbe himself. And the other sons, although I didn't have them in yeshiva, I get to see them in Kew Garden Hills. I'll tell you a little secret. I see them around the neighborhood. They won't tell you this, but every single time I see them, they're always holding a gemara in their hand. They're wearing scrubs, which I think is a huge kiddush Hashem, and they're carrying their gemara. And before davening, they're opening it, and after davening, they're opening it, and I see them on the park bench with the kids, they're opening it. And now it makes a lot of sense. Now I see that connection to Daf Yomi that exists in the family, now third generation. So this is an unbelievable schus for his neshama to see his beautiful family, third generation, continuing to learn, to spread Torah, to learn Torah, to value Torah. It's always a pleasure to share with us in our shir here today, the schus of having this special breakfast, and all that you do, David, for the shir, for all of Klal Yisrael, his neshama, Shemet Hashem, Shalav and Aliyah. And it should be a melech yosher for his entire family, for all of Klal Yisrael. I was going to talk a little bit about Sukkis and Drush, but we're kind of late on time, so we'll try to make it quick. The Torah quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says on the Pasuk, L'kachtam lechem b'yem rishon. It says, by the mitzvah of Sukkah, of Lulav, you should take your Lulav on the first day. So the Medrash asks, it's not the first day. Sukkot is not on the first day, it's on the 14th day, the 15th day. Why is the Torah called the first day? So it says it's the first day of Averis. So the Medrash explains that till from Yom Kippur we're all clean. And the first chance we have to do Averis is not till Sukkot. So the obvious question is, what about all these in-between days? We have a whole week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, a lot of ample time to get ourselves into trouble. Why is it that Wednesday, Thursday is the first day for a chance? So the Mefarshim say, because we're so busy preparing for Sukkot, Lulav, Esrig, building a Sukkah, shopping, whatever else you need to do, but should have no time to do any Averis. The first chance a person could have is when he first gets to Sukkot B'yom Rishon. I think that's a message we're supposed to take to heart, that these days are supposed to be used as Aveira-free days. We're supposed to make sure that these days stay continuous, to continue our clean cycle that we have in Yom Kippur, and fulfill the Medrash's words. The Torah asks that the Yom Tov of Sukkot seems to be out of place. It should really be Pesach time. Why is it Sukkot time? So the Torah gives his famous answer, because if we were to go into our Sukkot on Pesach, it wouldn't be recognizable that we're doing it because Kach Tziv Hashem. In the springtime, people go out of their homes, they go into backyards, and they go into patios. It wouldn't be indicative of the mitzvah of Sukkot. So that's why we switch it to the Yom, to the time of Sukkot. The Aruch HaShulchan gives a slightly different answer. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the idea is we want to show that after Yom Kippur, that we'd sinned and we admitted to our sins, that Kosh Baruch Hu says, come, I want to spend time with you. I am not pushing you away despite your sins. I'm embracing you. I want you to come close. The right story of HaShulchan, the same reason why right after the Chet HaEgel, we were told to build a Mishkan. Right after we sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you messed up, it's okay. I'm not pushing you away instead of bringing you closer. So right after Yom Kippur, where we laid it all out on the table, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, come, I want to spend close, special time with you, come into the Sukkah. The Nesivah Shalom asks a very basic question, that why are we commemorating the Sukkah more than all other miracles that took place? What was the Sukkah? So it's Machlokes in the Gemara. Either it was Hatz or it was Anani Akav. So Mefarshim asks, that wasn't the biggest miracle in history. We had the Mon. That was a pretty big miracle. There's no Yom Tov commemorating the Mon. There's no Yom Tov commemorating the Be'er. Why did they hone in Dafka specifically to discuss the Yom Tov of Sukkot? So Nesivah Shalom explains, because this was the first thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us without us having to complain about it. We didn't complain. We don't have this, so Hashem said, fine, I'll give it to you. All the other things, we had to complain first, and then Hashem gave it to us. This we gave on our own merit. This we said, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're putting us in the desert, you're going to take care of us. How are you going to make that work? We don't know. Whether you're going to give us Ananim, you're going to give us Sukkot Mamish, you're going to take care of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's something I want to commemorate. Where Klal Yisrael went in on their own, with Emunah Shleima. They didn't ask questions, they didn't complain. That's a Yom Tov to commemorate. Therefore, he writes, we commemorate the Yom Tov of Sukkos and not necessarily other special occurrences that took place. The Rashbam, on his commentary to Chumash and Parshas Emor, has an unbelievable pshat in the Yom Tov of Sukkos. He writes, the reason why we have Sukkos is to teach us not to be fall into the trap of Koichi Voitzim Yodi. We leave our beautiful homes and we go out into a little Sukkah. And we say to ourselves, you think we're controlling this? You think this big house that we have is because of us? The lesson of the Midbar was that Kadosh Baruch Hu provides for all of us. It's not about us. It's not about how smart we are, how successful we are, how great we are. We leave our big homes and we go to small little huts, temporary things, that if the wind blows too strong, it knocks it down. To teach us, to remind us that we're not in control. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one running the show. Right after Yom Kippur, that's the lesson that we want to continue on, to realize that we want to realize that it's not us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. That's why the Mefarshim call the Yom Tov Sukkot Yom Tov of Emunah. It's with this we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really in charge, and we're doing as he said, which is what we spoke about last week, is really the lesson of the Yom Nerayim, of being an Eved LaHashem, is realizing we don't control anything, we don't pull the strings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything, and we follow him. B'ez Hashem, I'm hoping everyone, I'm sure everyone had an unbelievable Yom Nerayim. We got to spend the Yom Nerayim together. We had a lot of Sundays this season. I felt like we grew through the Yom Nerayim. We had a Chedesh Elul, then we had a Tzem Gedalia, then we had a Post Yom Kippur. Hopefully we all grew together through the Yom Nerayim, and now we're ready to enjoy the Yom Tov of Sukkot. After obtaining Slich V'Kaparo, we're now ready to enjoy the Yom Tov of Sukkot, enjoy properly the Simcha of Yom Tov, and B'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all only Bracha and Simcha. I want to discuss a little bit today the mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah. If we look in the Torah writes very little, like many of the mitzvahs we have. There's not much literature in the Torah, but how exactly are the details of the mitzvah? All the Torah writes in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Emor, the Torah writes, Basukah is teish v'shivas yom. In a sukkah you should sit for 7 days. Kol ha'ezrach b'yeshu basukah. So the Gemara makes a drasha from the word ha'ezrach to exclude women. That women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of yeshiva basukah. Then the pasuk goes on and says, "Leman yedu doyreseichem ki basukas seshafti es bnei Yisrael." We spoke about this last year. We'll just mention it very quickly that the Bach has an unbelievable chiddush lahalacha. The Bach says, based on the ruling of the Torah, that the mitzvah of sukkah is unique to all other mitzvahs. That it's not sufficient just to sit in a sukkah because Hashem said sit in a sukkah. You have to know why you're sitting in a sukkah. Because it says in the Torah, "Leman yedu doyreseichem." You have to know. Ki basukas seshafti. So when we sit in the sukkah, says the Bach, if you sit in the sukkah. This is my riddle I threw out to my Talmidim in Yeshiva. How could a person build a beautiful sukkah, spend a lot of money with all the hidurim, the chazanish's chumrah with, you know, everything, and he still might not be yotzei mitzvah of sukkah? So the answer is, according to the Bikurei Yaakov holds, if you sit in the sukkah this yomtiv, and you have no das of why you're sitting in the sukkah besides, because Hashem said sit in the sukkah. So although that suffices for mitzvah tzrichas kavona, says the Bikurei Yaakov, that's not enough for this mitzvah. This mitzvah needs a specific das of l'man yeidu d'ereseichem ki basukah seshaft. I'm sitting in the sukkah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sat the Jewish people in sukkahs. The Mishnah Berurah is not as extreme. The Mishnah Berurah says from the Prima Gadim, you're not yet to the full mitzvah, but you're still yet to the mitzvah, which would be a shame for a person to spend so many hours and so much money building a sukkah. I didn't realize how expensive it is the first year I'm putting up a sukkah. It's a big deal. It's not a simple thing. You know, it's a big avoida putting up a sukkah and working and handling and to sit there and not even be yoytz to the mitzvah kitikuna. It's mamish shame. You'd be yoytz to the mitzvah, but not kitikuna. According to the Bikurei Yaakov, you wouldn't be yoytz to the mitzvah at all. So what do you need to do to be yoytz to the mitzvah? You need to be thinking, ki basukah seshavti es bnei Yisrael. But that's a problem, because that's machlokes tanoim, what that meant. What did the Jewish people sit in? Did they sit in huts? Or did they sit in an aniyah kabbat? So that's a big machoikish b'shayinim. How do we pass it? Do we pass like Rabbi Kiva? Do we pass like Rabbi Lazar? So to be yaitz all shittas, have both things in mind. Sit in the sukkah, you know, Wednesday night thing. I'm sitting in the sukkah to commemorate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for the Jewish people when he took them out of Mitzrayim. He protected them, whether it be huts, whether it be clouds. And this way we can be yaitz the mitzvah kitikuna according to all shittas. But the mitzvah of sukkah is not very detailed in the Torah. All it says is, sit in the sukkah 7 days. Doesn't say to eat in the sukkah. Doesn't say what to do in the sukkah, it just says sit. Basukah is teish. So there's a machloikis in the Mishnah and Daf Chav Zayin in sukkah, exactly what you're supposed to do in the sukkah. So the Mishnah starts off like this. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Arba Esri Sudas Chayav Adam Lechol B'Sukkah. Person has an obligation to eat 14 meals in the sukkah throughout sukkahs. Achas B'Yoyim V'Achas B'Layla. Basic mathematics, you have 2 meals a day times 7 days, takes us to 14 meals. So the obvious kasha that I'm sure everyone's thinking, what do you mean? It's not 14. Should be 15. Well, it's two kashas. First of all, depending where you eat, but first of all, you have, every week is going to have a Shabbos. So every Shabbos carries Shalosh Shudas. So right away it should be 15. Secondly, there is a discussion in Rishayim, does Yom Tov have a Chiyuv Shalosh Shudas? So if you hold Yom Tov as a Chiyuv Shalosh Shudas, then the numbers are all off. There's no way to make it fit. So the Magen Avraham brings a raya in Hilchos Yom Tov from this Mishnah that there's no chiyuv sudas shal shudas on Yom Tov. There are people that are machmir. The Chazanish was machmir. He used to eat 3 meals on Yom Tov based on some Rishayim. But the Magen Avraham wants to bring a raya from this Mishnah. They can't be. Because if there be 3 meals on Yom Tov, the numbers are wrong. So that's one raya. But what about Shabbos? Everyone agrees there's a mitzvah to eat shal shudas on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, the cherit should be 50. So the Meiri asked his kasha, the Pnei Yeshua asked his kasha. So if Shlomo Zalman in his shul, Mamsech HaSukkah, he thinks it's not a kasha. He thinks because again, the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah is only if you eat a kebeah worth of pas. When a person eats basically double kezayis, that's when he's mechuyuv to eat in the sukkah. If you eat less than that, that's called an achilas sarai, it can be done outside the sukkah. So the Meila, Zoktub Shlomo Zalman, you could technically be yotish shal shudas with a kezayis. But you don't have to go into the sukkah for a kezayis. So you only need a kebeah to go into the sukkah. So therefore, Zoktim Shlomo Zalman, it's not a kasha. Because you can get away with 14 meals. I shall shudas, shal shudas, I can eat a kebeah, I can eat a kezayis, less than a kebeah, I don't have to go into the sukkah. The other answer one could give is that you don't have to eat pas. You can get away with peiros. Peiros don't have to be in the sukkah, as we know. The problem is, and this is something that we'll have to see in Iran, is that where do you draw the line when you say to yourself, 1 second, the halach is, pas is not.
No, you see,
remember, you're asking Chol HaMoed. Yeah, there's some form of a chiyuv. The question is exactly how far the chiyuv goes. We'll have to talk about with regard to Yal V'Yavay.
Does it require 2 meals?
Right. We're going to see in a minute that the chiyuv is not necessarily coming from Yom Tov. It's coming from normal behavior. The average Joe eats 2 meals a day. Well, we'll see in a second in the Gemara. That's what I wanted to get to. The chayr kash is if the halacha seems to be, and we'll see it before Shiran, that if you convey a suda on something, then already, even though it's not from pas, you'd have to what? You have to send the sukkah. So if you're eating this as your shalish sudas, that's meant you're being convey a suda on it, so shouldn't that automatically be called the kaviyah suda? And if it's a kaviyah suda, you can't be doing it outside the sukkah. What? Even if it would be something on parent. Because again, you can't have it both ways. If you tell me you weren't kaveh a suda, then how will you get to shal shudas? Shal shudas needs to be a suda. This is really the same problem you run into if you're going to eat before shayfer. You're going to eat before shayfer, so you're going to say, well, I'm not eating the suda before shayfer, but I'm only making kiddush. But there's a rule, Kiddush has to be Makam Suda. So how do you have it both ways? If it's a Suda to be called Kiddush Makam Suda, then why isn't it a Suda to be called eating before a Suda before Mitzvah? So there's this thin line where you have to know exactly how that works. But if some Zaman is Mari with that on this pshat. In any case, there's another answer that some people want to give. Is they want to say that the Shabbos meal could be 1 in the morning, and your night meal will be your Shal Shudas meal. Right? We'll put aside Malav Malka for a second. So when the Mishnah says 2 a day, so let's say Shabbos. Shabbos you'll have 1 in the morning, and your night meal won't be done at 10 o'clock at night, it'll be done at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll drop it a little earlier. You'll have what's called an early supper. So therefore it's not Shver from the Mishnah that you only have 2 meals. If you say it like that, so then you disprove the Magen Avraham's Raya. Because again, Magen Avraham said, what happened to Shal Shudas? What happened to Shal Shudas and Yom Tov? So maybe I'll have to drag it down the night earlier, make it done, and do it early. But that's Rabbi Eliezer's sheet.
That's only if you hold it 2 days Yom Tov.
Right.
Even 1 day Yom Tov, it's already...
That's right. Now the truth is, Rabbi Eliezer's sheet does not negate because we don't paskin like him. We paskin like the Chachamim. What does the Chachamim hold, Dr. Mishnah? The Chachamim ain't the Dover Kitzvah. There's no set amount of how much you have to eat. Chutz Mizel Yom Tov for Rishon Shal Chag B'Vat. The only time there's mandatory eating on Sukkot is the first night of Sukkot. The rest of the sukkahs, you do what you want. It says in the Torah, basukas teishu. It means, if you choose to eat, you must do it in a sukkah. But no one says you have to eat. You can do whatever you want. You want to starve for 7 days, you want to eat fruits and water, no problem. Except the first night. The first night, everyone's mechoyev to sit in a sukkah. Then the Mishnah goes on, v'oidam Rabbi Eliezer, mishle yochel leil yom tov rishon. Let's say a person missed the first night. So yashlim leil yom tov achron shalchak. He can make up the first night's meal at the end of yom tov. Very interesting concept of a tashlumin. If you missed the first night, let's say the first night of Sukkot, the person was unable to eat his meal, whatever it was, he was busy, he was traveling. So he makes it up at the end of Yom Tov. We'll talk more blinder about this. You can't make it up. So this is one of those things you can't make up, you can't catch up, that's it, you lost it, the ship has sailed. Okay. So that's the question. The question is that, again, if a guy wants to sit down in the middle of Sukkot with a good juicy steak and a good bottle of wine, is he mechoyev to do that in the Sukkot? It's not so pashut.
No, but isn't there a chiyuv on the day itself?
There might be, but that might not require you to do it in the Sukkot. You might have to, but it might not be in the Sukkot. So what's the Gemara explain? My time is talking about my time with Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer hold you have to eat 14 meals, vesepis? So the Gemara says, teishvu kein tadru. A big yisoy that we throw around, which is derived from that pasuk that we started off with, basukas teishvu, says in the Torah, teishvu ke'ein tadur. You're supposed to dwell in your sukkah like you dwell at home. Ma dira achas b'yoyim v'achas b'lalo. Just like at home, you generally eat 2 meals a day. So to Gemara, af sukkah achas b'yoyim v'achas b'lalo. So to one sukkah, you have to have 2 meals. So it's mandatory 2 meals. It's not just that that's what normal people do and I can opt in, opt out. So to Gemara, no. Is that since the Torah, the definition of sukkah is ain't to do. You have to do in your sukkah what you do at home. And at home, you eat 2 meals a day. So you have to eat 2 meals a day in your sukkah. Again, this is not because Yom Tov requires it. This is because Sukkot requires it. The Mahusa Sukkot is that you have to mimic the way you live at home.
So along those lines, we should be eating 3 meals a day.
Yeah, some of us maybe 4 or 5. Yeah, depending on how much we eat, right? It's a mandatory. It's at least that much. V'rabbanan, here's where it gets interesting. V'rabbanan. What do the Rabbanan do with this drush? It's like the Mar Kedira. No. They also hold the Teshuva Kain to do. They just go differently. They say, Ma Dira Iboy Ochli Boy Och Lo Yochel. What do you mean at home? At home I choose to eat, I sometimes don't eat. Some Rishayim say, not only do I choose to eat, sometimes I eat out of the house. I go to a restaurant. I eat by my neighbor. I don't always eat in my house. But that's not the way the Gemara writes it. The Gemara writes it, Iboy Ochli Boy Lo Yochel. So Rabbanon also agree in theory that we make a drasha kain to duru, that your sukkah is supposed to be like your house. But they're arguing, what do you do at home? Seems to be almost like a metzias type of machloikis. Rabbi Eliezer is saying, well, at home you eat 2 meals a day. Rabbanon say, no, at home I do whatever depends on my mood. So therefore, everyone agrees to kain to do. The question just is how to understand it. So frekti gemari hachi afil leli yom tov rishon nami. So if that's the case, so why does Rabbanon hold you have to eat the first night of Sukkot? What happened to freedom of choice? So we make Gzeirushov, Tezvov, from the Yom Tov of Pesach to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Just like over there, the first night of Pesach is obligatory. One must eat matzah. And after that, you want to eat matzah, good. If you don't want to eat matzah, that's up to you. Afkan, here also, when it comes to Sukkot, Leila Rishon Chayvo, the first night everyone must eat in the Sukkot. But after that, it's up to you. So the Gemara, Minolon, Bahasa Minolon, how do you have to eat Leil Pesach, or Makra, Be'erev, Techul Matzais, Hakosov, Kavo, Chayv. That's the end of the Gemara. So the Gemara tells us this is newfound Gzerushava. The Gzerushava, what's called Tezvav, that teaches me that the same way I must eat Matzah on Pesach, I must eat something, I will leave it off of what you have to eat exactly, but you have to eat something Leil Sukkis in the Sukkah. Now, what exactly is the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon in, we'll call it, the lomdus of the Kein Taduru? They both seem to agree that there's a concept called Kein Taduru. It seems to be what they're arguing is exactly how does it play out practically. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer says, when I look at the Torah, and the Torah tells me, your sukkah should be like your house. Well, how does my house look? Well, there's a lot of different components to my house. One of the components of my house is that I generally eat 2 meals a day. So Dr. Beliezer, you have to eat 2 meals a day. Rabbanon said, no. If you look at your house, you say to yourself, my house equals, I don't know, sometimes I'll eat at home, sometimes I won't eat, sometimes I'll skip a meal. So that's where it leads me to feel Kein Taduru. So I put over here on the sheet a sefer, Kovetz Yoinim, one of these, you know, Malakti Svarim. He wants to say a pshat. I don't exactly know what he means, but we'll say it for the fun of it. He wants to be maz, but this machlok is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon in some form of lomdus. So he writes like this in number 3. The nira de pligi bi soy din masukas teshu. He wants to say that the machlokes of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon is a lomdush of machlokes. The way we were saying it now is not so lomdush. The machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon is when you look into your house, you have to ask yourself, well, what's the main component in the way I live at home? He wants to say it's slightly lomdush of art. The Rabbi Eliezer saw that the chiyuv alasos yeshiva besukkah, you're mechuyev to dwell in the sukkah. The yeshiva hainu di rum. The nira should be beisa in a chayv lechol. Meaning this has to be your house. That's what basukas teshu means. That you view this as your new house. So although in your house you don't have to eat, but normal behavior in one's house is to eat. Meaning, a brother saying, I know you don't have to eat. But if you ask people, what are some things you do in your house? So you sleep in your house and you eat in your house. So that's something you have to do in the sukkah. So since most normal people will eat 2 meals a day, that's the definition of basukas teshu with regard to sukkah. The rabbanon savri, no. They ain't din moshevis besukkah. There's no din that you have to sit in the sukkah. You have to switch. That my new house for sukkahs is my sukkah. So he writes, therefore, so the rabbanon say, I treat my sukkah like I do in my house. In my house, I'll opt out for meals, so I'll opt out now also. So that's what he wants to call it more lomdusha spin, and how to explain the machlokes Rebbe laws in the rabbanon. Well, the other way I think saying it is kipshuta. They're arguing about what's the takeaway from Kein Taduru. Now, what's negated to us is, at the end of the day, both Rebbe Eliezer and the Rabbanon agree to this drush of Teshu v'Kein Taduru. You treat your sukkah like you do your house. They're just arguing, to what extent does that mean? The problem with that is it presents an issue with the Gemara and Kedushin. The Gemara and Kedushin of Lamed Aleph is discussing the sugi over there, Mitzvah Shas Mangrama. And the Gemara says, we have a rule, all Mitzvah Shas Mangrama, women are potter. So,
from the Gemara, it doesn't seem like the Rabbanon are subscribing to it, because they say, my time of Rabbi Yazar takes with Kein Taduru. And when they go to the Rabbanon, they don't say,
he says Kedira. Gemara speaks up. Rabbanon Kedira. What does that mean? That means I'm addressing that's what it sounds like.
That word Kedira.
That's what it sounds like to me. Now we'll see. Maybe you can argue, but that's what it sounds like to me. There's a Gemara in Kedushin trying to figure out whether or not women are mechuyev in sukkah. So the Gemara says women can't be mechuyev in sukkah. It's a mitzvah shas mangrama. So frak the Gemara kasha. Basukas teishu shvasiyomim timei the kasa rachamana ho ezroch, because it writes in the word ho ezroch lohoitias anoshim to exclude women. Halav hochi noshim chayevis. Gemar makes a diuk without the specific zeres akasov. Women would be mechuyev in the mitzvah of sukkah. Frekt Gemar, how could that be? What happened to the good old fashioned rule of mitzvah seishas mangroma? You can't get more mangroma than sukkah. Omer Abaya. So Abaya answers itzrich. I thought I need a pasuk. Salka daite chamin and hoil dechsev basukas teishvu. Since it says basukas teishvu teishvu kein toduru, we go back to this rule of treating your house, your sukkah like your house. Ma dira ishvishtoi, just like at home. Hopefully, husband and wife eat together. So therefore, zakti gemara av sukkah ishvishtoi. So although I have a long rule of mitzvah as my grandma women potter, I would have thought because of teishvu kein toduru, women should be chayiv. Kamashmal, and they're not. So now the question is, what's the kamashmal? Why are they not? If Taka Teshuva Kein Taduru is real, so the Teshuva Kein Taduru should work. Why doesn't it work?
Maybe it's only on the men.
What?
So it's only on the men.
Okay, but again, let's work it out. The Gemara's Havamina was that because of Teshuva Kein Taduru, women should have to sit in the sukkah. Kamashmala and they're not. Why not? So you could have learned, if you only learned Gemara Kedushin, you could say Kamashmala and Teshuva Kein Taduru is not true. It's not a true drasha.
Because Ezra
tells it to do what? But again, what's the lomdus behind
it? Only men.
But what happened to Teshuva Kein Taduru?
So with that exception.
Okay.
First of all, even here, the Gemara isn't saying Teshuva Kein Taduru, therefore women have to do it. It's like, it's a chiv on the men.
Okay, that's what I want to get. That's what I want to get. Well, we'll have to see that.
But like Kareem Beridia.
Maybe such a comparison. But I think we have to ask ourselves this question: how do you read the Gemara? You know, forget what we learned today in Sukkah. If you learn the Shtickle Gemara and Kedushin, we'll get to that in a second. That's Tosfos's kashya. Hold on, we'll get to that hopefully in a few minutes. We'll get to that in a second. But the Gemara, the way it's set up by us, The Gemara seems to imply that if you have Teshuvah Kenta Duru, then women would be Mechoyev in Sukkah. Kamash Malon, they're not. But what's the Kamash Malon? We have to be Mazma this. We have to explain. So why are they not? So you tell me Ha'ezrach. So what happened to Teshuvah Kenta Duru? So if I was just learning Kedushin Nafal Amadal and didn't know any other parts of Shas, I say Kamash Malon is no such drasha. Maybe we don't pass the Teshuvah Kenta Duru. It's not a Libet HaHilchos, whatever it is. But we know that's not true. We just learned the Gemara in Sukkah with the Gemara. Both sheetahs hold of Teshuvah Kenta Duru. And we know Teshuvah Kenta Duru is brought La Halacha. So that's not an option. So what's the Teshuvah Kenta Duru over here? How's that going
to
work? No, it's Zman Rama because Ibai Achol over the 7 days, it's got to be in a sukkah. Over those 7 days, it's got to be only over those 7 days. Okay, that's a different discussion on how to be Magdi Zman Ramas. Again, you have 24 hours to eat, but only for 7 days. So how do we understand the Gemara's Kamash Malon? So you could answer that the Kamash Malon is that this is not one of those things that go into Kein Tadur. Of course Kein Tadur is true and correct. This is not one of those things they're going to Cain to do. And Mistoma, the reason would be, is because this is actually a very funny svara. I'm going to make my wife eat in the sukkah because of my chiyuv. How does that make her do something because of me? It's a very funny thing. The Gemara wants that women have to eat in the sukkah because I have a mitzvah. That's not really fair if you think about it. She should have to eat in the sukkah because I have a mitzvah of Teshuvah Cain to do. She's pater. She doesn't have to do mitzvah. So she should have, to, again, a chiyuv on her just so I can be mekayim my mitzvah of Teshuvah Cain to do. Seems to be like a funny type of hischayvus. The Torah is going to be mechayv her because of me. So that could be what the Gemara's answer is. The Gemara's answer is avada is a din teshuvah kein tadur, but madir ish vishta is not inclusive in teshuvah kein tadur. That could be. Yeah, but again, teshuvah kein tadur is my responsibility. I have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, but how does that make her chayv? That's my kasha. So how does she get involved? Right. Yeah. I mean, you want to comply like Afim Boisanes type of svar. Pashtas, it sounds like Teshuvah came to do is in how you're mekayim your mitzvah. And I'll bring a riot to this. Because there's an interesting, if you skip for a second, we'll jump around here for a second. If you look at number 8, there's an interesting Ramon Shulchan Aruch. It's an important Ramon for people to know about. The Ramon writes, Umashin Ogum Lohokal Achshav Bishina. Why did so many people don't sleep in the sukkah today? She'en yeshein in the sukkah. So a lot of people tell you it's dangerous. I can't sleep in the sukkah, it's dangerous. There's one problem. There's Ramah later on in Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Mem, that Ramah Paskins, if your sukkah is not roi for one tashmish, it's not yet for the other tashmish either. Meaning, for example, let's say I have a sukkah where I have no problem sitting there, eating there, but I won't sleep there because someone's going to rob me in the middle of the night. So even when I sit there and eat my meal during the day, I'm not yetzer. Because it's not royal adira, because you can't use all tashmishim in it. So all those people who say, well, I don't sleep in the sukkah because it's dangerous, you got to be careful how you say that, because you're running into a problem, you might not be yet even sitting in the sukkah. So that's a machlokes. The Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah Halacha writes that b'dieved, it's okay, you should try to find a better sukkah. But Ramah Shishtemech has a very, very straight point, I think it's very important. You have to ask yourself honestly, are you really scared? Do you really consider it dangerous, or are you just nervous? Honestly, if you would put up a sukkah in South Bronx and you'll leave it open and with the chandelier dangling, then I hear one could say it's dangerous. But in most of our communities, it's not really dangerous. We're just very nervous people. We're always worried, and our mothers taught us to worry, and our wives taught us to be nervous, and we worry that something's going to happen. Is it really true that it's really dangerous? I'm not so sure. I think Moshe Steinberg is very correct. It's not really dangerous. Maybe in the Chanami, you might run into a problem. You're running into a machlokes hafoiskim. You're not.
But during the day. Why? Quarters can come during the day.
Right, but according to the Ramah, you have a problem. So the Be'alach is Mekel. The Be'alach says you Yaitzel.
Over there it's Kain to do.
It might be Kain to do. I'm not sure. So maybe they don't feel. Maybe they're not Margish. 100%. But the Ramah writes, so that's not the reason why we don't sleep in the Sukkah. So why don't we sleep in the Sukkah, Zakhtar Ramah? Rak ha-medakti kim be-mitzvahs. Yeshayim im-mishum de-tzinam. It's very cold. Okay, that's an easy answer. It's cold. We don't like to sleep when it's cold. So the Achrenim have a gan sediyah, so maybe you should bring a heater into the sukkah. You know, in Florida, someone told me that they put air conditioners up in the sukkah because it's so hot. Okay, maybe you should put heaters in. Okay, that's a shayla. The linear is, Dr. Ma, I'll tell you why you potter. Mishum the mitzvah sukkahs ish ubeisoy. Because, again, we go back to kein to do ish ubeisoy. Ish v'ishtoy, kiderech shu dar kal hashama. Again, most people sleep in the same room with their spouses. Ubemokim shlayuch alisha and im ishtoy, she in the sukkah, miyuched is potter. So Dr. Emma, very poshut. Go back to Teshuvah Kein Tadur. Teshuvah Kein Tadur says that if I can't sleep with my wife in the same room, I'm potter. So Frek the Magen Avraham, Frek the girl. What are you talking about? We rejected that already in Kedushin. We threw that out. We said that doesn't work. Frek the Magen Avraham, over number 9, he writes, V'tzarachin, the besukat av chavches, al-kadayt ha-chamiron, Teshuvah Kein Tadur, ma'adira ish v'ishtay av-sukah, ish v'ishtay kamash mo'ad, the noshim turis. We said that that's not true. We rejected that possibility. The same way your wife is not mechoyev to sit with you in the sukkah, al teishu ken aduru. Why is she mechoyev to sleep with you in the sukkah? It's the same thing. So zogok demagan avram, you're right. That's not why you're potter. You're not potter because ken aduru. You're potter because of a mitzvah. A whole different p'tur. Zokta Magaravim, you know why you're potter if you can't have your wife in the sukkah with you? Not because it's lacking in teshuva came to do that. We rejected already. It's no good because you're mitzvah. You're not enjoying sleeping alone. So you're potter also mitzvah. So l'chayu, a single guy is in big trouble.
He's got,
what? If it's cold. That was the first hetter of the Ramah. The first hetter was it's cold. The second hetter is for... Fine. So again, so maybe you're mechoyev to make your sukkah as comfortable as it could be to be mechoyev. But so what I want to prove is the chayra, you can answer this kasha. It's not a fair comparison. Because again, over there the Gemara wanted to be mechoyev women because of teshuva gain to do.
Right.
That's the jump. Here we're not being mechoyev the lady. Here we're saying the man. The man, we're talking about the man's chiyuv. My chiyuv to sleep inside or out should be dependent upon my wife. That makes sense to say. That I can hear one arguing that you're mechuyev to go in or out of the sukkah based on your wife. But to say your wife has to come into the sukkah based on you, that's not going to include in teshuva okay to do. So I could have still learned the Gemara in Kedushin the way it is and still not have this kasha of how to read this halach. But in any case, that's one pshat in the Gemara. But let's go back to the Gemara Kedushin because there's a more important answer over here. The Rava Amar, Rava says itzrich. No, Rabbi says I still need the pasach. I would have thought that women are mechuyev in sukkah for a totally different reason, because there's good old fashioned gzeir shava. The gzeir shava tezvav mala alon noshim chayevis. Just like over there, women are mechuyev in the mitzvah of matzah. So I would think women are also mechuyev in the mitzvah of sukkah. Kamash malon, they're not. So again, you have to ask the same question: what's the kamash malon? Again, if this gzeir shava is real, so then it's got to work both ways. So why doesn't it work to the extent to be mechayev women? Now this gzeir shava, one could argue, is only according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer never subscribed to this gzeir shava. So you can tell me that this machloikis Abayin and Rav is telling the machloikis Tanoi. The problem is that doesn't work, because as we'll see later on, Maskonas HaGemara, the Gemara comes out that even Rabbi Eliezer agrees to the Rabbanan about the gzeir shava. That means everyone agrees to the gzeir shava tezvav tezvav. So if everyone agrees to the gzeir shava tezvav tezvav, it's real. So if it's real, why is it not strong enough to be mechayev women as well? That's the kasha that I think needs to be explained.
So would also that there's a bigger chiyuv on
yeah.
the first night.
We're going to talk. The Gemara's going to say. The Gemara's going to say later on. We'll get to it. Hopefully, Rabbi Eliezer was chayzer. He changed his mind. We'll get to it in a second. So l'chayra, what's takeb shat? You can't tell me the kamash malos we don't make the gzeir shava, because we know that's just not true. We do make the gzeir shava. So what's the kamash malon? So you could learn that the kamash malon is that that's not the way the gzeir shava works. And this is something we need to get in today's share a lot. Is how far does this gzeir shava go? When you tell me Gzeirah Shava Tezvah Tezvah, I have to eat matzah also. I love sukkahs. Gzeirah Shava Tezvah. How far does this Gzeirah Shava go? And we'll see. Some Achronim take it quite far to the extent of how far you have to do this mitzvah.
Does it also go in reverse? Did you have to learn anything from Pesach from sukkahs?
The Shaila like that. Taisus over there has such a sad that you'd make the reversal case.
Right.
Taisus has a sad. No, Taisus has a reverse sad that maybe women should be potter in sukkah because Gzeirah Shava Tezvah. Taisus asks in Megill, go the other way. Potter women from sukkah and from Pesach because Gzeirah Shava.
Right.
Taisus asks that kasha. But I would have thought that maybe the Pshat and the Gzeirah Shava doesn't include who's in the mitzvah. The Gzeirah Shava includes how to do the mitzvah. The Gzeirah Shava tezvav, how do we use the bayas and sukkah? We use it to how to do the mitzvah. How to, what to do. You have to eat, you don't have to eat. But not to who's in chuyv in the mitzvah. That's not the powers of Gzeirah Shava. I'm not sure why, but that could be the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer, that's not the power of Gzeirah Shava. Gzeirah Shava cannot include people in the mitzvah. The Gzeirah Shava can tell you how to do the mitzvah. It's a giloy in how to fulfill the Ratzon HaTorah. It's not a giloy in who's included in the mitzvah HaTorah. That could be what Abaye is answering. If you look in the Ritva over there in Kedushin, it could be that's what he means. But he says it a little differently. He writes, he's also bothered with this kasha. What's Takara Kamash Mulan? We know there's a Gzeirah Shava, so if there is a Gzeirah Shava, so why don't we apply it to include women? So he writes, Pirish, V'hai Gzeirah Shava Dashinova. He's coming to say, don't tell me the Kamash Malon is we don't make the Gzeir Shavah. That's just not true. Sokta Ritzvah, because we do darshan it. L'chayiv l'echol kazayis pas besukkah le'el harishah. Important words. The Ritzvah assumes, as we'll see, it's a big machlokes rishonim, that the first night of sukkah is you only have to eat the kazayis. Even though we mentioned earlier in shir, that technically on a Tuesday afternoon of Chol HaMoed, if I eat a kazayis, I don't even have to do it in the sukkah. But le'el harishah, I have to eat a kazayis in the sukkah. Sokta Ritzvah, but in sukkah, dumi the chayiv le'el harishah shal Pesach, l'echol kazayis matzah. The kiv and the ikkel midrash. Even though normally gzeir shavas go across, you use it for everything. So the Ritva's answer is, you're right, this is a real gzeir shava, and it's used halacha l'maisa, but we're not going to go that far. Why not? So I was saying, because that's just not the power of the gzeir shava. He's saying, because we're not going to take a gzeir shava and completely eradicate a pre-existing halacha that we have. We have a mesira, we have a halacha, women are part of mitzvahs and magrama. So you're going to tell me now this gzeir shava is going to throw that all out? That we're not going to do. But why? He's not answering the why. So it could be you can catch what the Ritva is saying is what I'm alluding to. Maybe we're not going to do that because that's just not the role of Gzeir Shava. If I had no choice, meaning, if there's Gzeir Shava, Tezva, Tezva, and it's not doing anything else besides for including or excluding women, then I'd have no choice to say that. But Dr. Ritva, it's doing other things. It's teaching me how to do the mitzvah, the makeup of the mitzvah, therefore it's not going to be used to decide who's in the mitzvah. That seems to be.
In every mitzvah on Leil Seder, or is it just that din and matzah?
So then mechoyiv in matzah deraisa, then the mechoyiv in they have, that's it. Mar is only the rabbanon today.
Sibri
tzvaim, they are mechoyiv mid deraisa.
So every
that's right. That's right. Now the rabbanon we'll get to in a second.
So that makes it harder to understand. The
exactly. So you're going to have to say that, I think this maybe what Ritva's alluding to, maybe, I'm not sure, is that that's not the power of Gzeir Shava. Now, obviously, to say this, you got to go through all the Gzeir Shavas and Shas and see if this holds up. But at least in our Gemara, with our limited knowledge here, we can make such an argument. So the Rishayim have a Zaytik Akash over here, which is worth mentioning, is why aren't women Mechuyiv in Sukkah based on the rule of Afhin Oyba Sanes? The Gemara tells us in many places in Shas that women are Mechuyiv in various mitzvahs based on the rule of Afhin Oyba Sanes.
Isn't that only an underabundant?
So that's what Tosfos and Megillah writes in Daf Dalet. Tosfos and Megillah says that Afein Bais Anes will only be Mechayiv someone on a derabbanan level. It won't have the power to be Mechayiv on a deraisa level. So the Shita Lonei Delemi by Osin Kedushin asks the same kasha, and he writes, Im Toimar, Lomalei Itzrich, Saka Daitich Noshim Chayevish, Afein Bais Anes. Why do you say that I would have thought women are Mechayiv not because of the Gzeir Shav? Women would be mechoyev in the midst of sukkah because afein oyi bais hanes. Because I mean, medal kaisis, megillah, nechanika, a bunch of lists of mitzvahs where we apply this rule of afein bais hanes. Yeshloim me'af for the shittul of me. Kalei mechavinu lehav mitayme hanimim b'drabbanon of a mitzvah derais aloi. The standard answer given by many rishonim is afein bais hanes only works for rabbinic level, not for midderaisa. Before we see his last answer, the other answer one can give is that there's a machloikis rishonim. What does afein oyi bais hanes means? Does it mean that the main miracle took place because of them? Or does it mean they were just also in the same situation as the men? Machlokes Rishonim. So if you learn Afein Bais Hanes means that they were the main reason for the Nes, so then over here, as far as I know, there weren't any more reason for the Nanai Kavod than the men were. So then the Chayre would answer the Kasha that way. Because if Afein Bais Hanes doesn't just mean you were in the same situation as men. It means you did something above the men. For example, by Chanukah, Taisu says Yehudis, or by Pesach, B'schos Noshim says Karnis Nigalu. So they played a more important role. But by Sukkot, if you assume the Nes is just the Hutz or the Nanei HaKavod, so then you assume they didn't play any more role than the men, so then Mechayri, they're equal, then it's not going to work.
But the men weren't, what role did the men play? They, you know what I mean?
Right, so I was thinking, unless you make the argument, then maybe one could say that this is all a continuation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you learn that this is all a continuation of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the women get the credit for Noshim Tzitzkaris Nigalu, so then this is all on them also. So then Tosfos is, you say, it still is applicable. I'm not sure. You have to understand why they got the Ananiya covered or the Sukkos. But if you learn this is all a continuation of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so then it does go back to being Shreya because women played an integral role in Yetzias Mitzrayim.
And what's the reason why by Pesach women should be Mechuyev? Why don't you just say the other way also? Mitzvah says Shazma and Groma.
That's the Kasha. So that's why that's the Kasha. Why women Mechuyev and Matzah?
That's closer, yes, man.
So that the Gemara tells us that women are mechoyiv because they have same reason why they're mechoyiv in Shabbos. We make a hekesh. That's why they're mechoyiv. There's a famous chakir from the Biskarov. We spoke about this probably many times already. There's a chakir from the Biskarov in Erichin of how to understand what Afein Bais Hanes means. Is the pshat that Afein Bais Hanes pushes away the Torah of Mitzvah Seishas Magromo? Whatever that means exactly. It means that although we have an understanding rule of Torah called Mitzvah Seishas Magromo, sometimes you have a compelling argument. The compelling argument can push it away. Which is interesting because in our sugya we're seeing that Gzeir Shava can't do that, yet Afein Bais Hanes can't do that. But the other side of Biskarov writes is that no, really women are part of it because of Mitzvah Shema Grama. There's a new mechayiv called Afein Bais Hanes. It's a new chayiv. Meaning, the regular rules dictate their part. But because of Afein Bais Hanes, we created a new chayiv for them. That's how the Biskarov wants to explain the famous sheet of the Bahag. By Kriya Samagila, women don't have a chiyuv to the chiyuv Kriya versus the chiyuv Shmiya. He wants to know why is it different than men. So he's totally in this chakira of the Biskarov's chakira over here is totally in that shayla. But I think it's negev for the last line over here in the Shita Lo Noidlumi. The Shita Lo Noidlumi has the kasha and he writes, Ubi Yushalmi Pirish Ba'isa Hanes Ba'isa Sakon. The Yushalmi's answer is Bechlal. Sukkah is not a kasha. Sukkah, there was no danger. It wasn't dangerous. There was no sakona. Bishlama by Pesach sakana. Chanukah was dangerous. Here there's no sakana. Now the kash is, first of all, why is there no sakana? Going into a midbar is pretty dangerous. Midbar is not exactly a safe place. He's learning that sakana means we were in active, you know, immediate danger. Purim, they were going to kill us. Chanukah, we were in sakana. Here, it's not, we weren't in active sakana. There was a miracle. We're not denying the fact that miracles take place, Zakti Yusham. But that's not what Afim by Sanes means. It doesn't mean we were in the miracle. It means we were in the sakana that the miracle took us out of. It's a new way of reading the Gemara. So I'm just wondering if this teretz of the Shita of the Mi is somehow connected to the Chakir of the Brisker Rav. That if Afim Bais Anais is a new Siba HaMechayiv, or Afim Bais Anais is just knocks away his man Groma. I wonder if you're starting to redefine Afim Bais Anais. It's not just being in the in being in a miracle, it's being in a danger, being saved. So then I can hear one could start to talk about that it should be totally in the Chakir of the Brisker Rav. But it's a big chiddush, this Shittan Reid Lamidus Yushalmi, that there was no sakana with the Jewish people where they were in the Midbar. If Soloveitchik has a piece, yeah.
Only Nais is only if you hold it, if it's Anani Rahab. If it's Sukkot's Mamish, what's the
Nais? That's the question. The question is that so posh that Sukkot's Mamish wasn't a miracle? Or that was also the miracle. The miracle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Sukkot's Mamish that also protected us.
Why
that's part of the Drush part. Yeah, they talk about it.
Why is that kind of holds it? Why is this Sakana holds
it? Yeah, I would have thought being in the Midbar without protection is pretty Sakanish.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, I agree. I think that's the chiddush of Yushalmi. I'm just throwing out for the sake of thinking about would this Yushalmi be more mistava the chakir of the biskrov or less logical to make the biskrov's chakir? I think you can go both ways possibly. Just I think it's somewhat relevant to that shaila. Rav Soloveitchik has a piece in Harei Kedem where he wants to answer up the Rishonim's kasha, where he thinks the kasha never gets off the ground. He doesn't think the whole thing is true. He writes like this: V'nira d'yishleim rabezer number 7. It has to be that the mitzvah that you're doing, the act that you're doing, in itself is an expression of spreading of the miracle. If that's what the mitzvah is doing, then that's enough to be mechayiv nosha. So he writes, "V'imkei nira de bezeh cholak dal koyses mishiva sukkah. The bedal koyses ikur mitzvasim hula hasaper aleim asanesh yitzis b'shaim derechers." The whole makeup of the mitzvah, the whole mahusa mitzvah, the act of the mitzvah is there to spread it. You're supposed to drink 4 cups and say stuff all over the koyses. The whole experience is to be mefarsim what happened. Ula mitzvah yishiva b'sukkah ain't be'etzim kiim a mitzvah leisid b'shum nisa klal. Ve'ena yediyah del manteshu tenai beguf kiim a mitzvah elosibo b'luvad la mitzvah sukkah. Soloveitchik is saying that Laman Yedu is not an when I sit in my sukkah, I'm not declaring that. Laman Yedu is why I have to sit in my sukkah. But my sitting in my sukkah is not a declaration to the world that Hashem protected me.
I would think
that's the next thing. What's the comparison?
Then we can do it
on. Enochanami. That makes the kash even stronger. Because Soloveitchik is understanding that sitting in the sukkah itself is not screaming the miracle. You want to know why you're sitting in the sukkah? That's because to commemorate the miracle. And he writes about El Sibah Bulvah the mitzvah sukkah. Lefichach leimahani be ma'ashanoshim hoy ba'isanes the besukkah seshafti lechayiv a mitzvah yeshiv besukkah she'ain a pesumei nisa. Yeah, I have a little difficulty understanding exactly what this means.
It's the most public thing you can do. I'm not in my house. I'm not even at my own table.
Yeah, because he brings a raya from the Rambam. The raya from the Rambam of how to describe the mitzvah of dalal
kaisus. The ones in the middle of Manhattan and all over the place. I
mean, yeah, they sound.
This is the biggest
screen. It's not like it's relegated to the backyard. I mean, it's just the way you're the candles.
I agree with you.
Well,
just
yeah.
It's salvage. You say you have to don't do it.
Exactly.
It's nice because people think you just relax.
Is it people or is it for you? I'm not sure. Who is it for? You have to look at the lashon of the Torah. You have to look at the lashon of the Torah. Is it for people or is it for me to be magish? But that's always a shaila. Whenever we talk about b'shem minister, is it for goyim or is it for Jews? That's always a shaila. That's a big machloikas achroinim. Who's b'shem minister for the goyim or is it for the Jews?
Not just for Jews. For outside use or for your own self, we say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's negate the nearest Hanukkah. But it's not so posh if person ministers for the Goyim or for the Jews, the unaffiliated Jews. That's a shame. Okay. I put this on just for the Tumul Shabbat. I'm happy it worked. Okay, good. Yeah? I say, is it the Goyim or is it Jews? It's not Cliff and Lashon of the Torah. Torah doesn't say. Okay. Good. We have what the Tumul about. Baruch Hashem. Okay. So let's get back to the issue at hand. Rav Soloveitchik over here has a beautiful Chakira, which is Tamazay something to think about. He clears the following chakir. This is in Rishimus. He clears the following chakir. We know it says in the Torah about Sukkot Teish Rishimus Yom, which means if I decide to eat a kebeah's worth, if I sit down on Thursday of Sukkot and I eat 2 bagels worth outside the Sukkot, I did something wrong. What exactly did I do wrong? So I didn't eat in the Sukkot. Okay, so what prohibition did I transgress by not eating in the Sukkot? So he clears the following chakir. Number 10. Okay. V'yesh lizboinin. B'mash ein lechol suda chutz l'sukkah kosher. The fact that you're not going to eat a meal outside the sukkah. Ha'im ba'achila suda mechutz l'sukkah even be'isser asay. Am I actually doing something wrong? Torah says to do this and I'm not doing it, so I'm going against the Torah. Oy, rak mevatlam ki mitzvah asay. Or I'm not doing anything wrong, I'm just not going to get a check. Meaning, if a person doesn't put on tefillin in the morning, did he do something wrong? He did an isser, he didn't do an isser. He didn't do a mitzvah, so he doesn't get that check in Shemai. He's mevatel isser, whatever that means exactly. Or, says Rav Soloveitchik, maybe not. Maybe the mitzvah of sukkah is, the Torah is telling you what to do. This is what you should do on sukkah. Do this, do this. Don't do this, don't do that. So if I decide to eat my breakfast outside my sukkah when I'm eating more than a kebeah, I'm deliberately breaking the Ratzon HaTorah. The Ratzon HaTorah is for me to be inside and I'm outside. So that's like a bit, that's an isser. Not stam, I'm not getting a check for putting on my tefillin. I'm doing something actively wrong in a way that's going connected to the Torah. That's his chakir. So he says it's a machlokes between the Minchas Chinuch and Reb Chaim. What's the machlokes between Minchas Chinuch and Reb Chaim? There's a piece of him, Minchas Chinuch, that he quotes. That Tosfos and Daf Tes has a kasha of why do I need a pasuk to exclude sukkah gzula? Sukkah gzula is pashut mitzvah ba ba'aveir. That Tosfos is kasha and Daf Tes in sukkah. Why do I need a special drasha that sukkah gzula is not allowed? It should be in the smite from the regular rule of mitzvah ba ba'aveir. So the Minchas Chinuch over there answers. He quotes over here: "V'tirta Minchas Chinuch shebe mitzvah yeshivas b'sukkah yesh shtei halachas." People didn't know Minchas Chinuch was a brisker. Look at, he's got two dinim. So after Minchas Chinuch, there's two dinim in the sukkah.
He has a chutzpah argument.
That's right. He's got two dinim over it. That's okay. That's why he's allowed to argue with Chaim, because he's a brisker. So after Minchas Chinuch, there's two dinim. First din is Isra lecho mechutz the sukkah kshev. You're not allowed to be outside a kashra sukkah. Second din, zogt Minchas Chinuch, ki a mitzvah lecho b'toich sukkah. There's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. These are what we call the two dinim of Minchas Chinuch. So explains Rav Soloveitchik. So Misha Achol B'Sukkah Shenif Shalom Edim Mitzvah B'Aveira. So if you sit in a sukkah, that's only possible because of Mitzvah B'Aveira. Listen to this chap over here. Av She'enei Mekayim Mitzvah Yeshivas B'Sukkah. Avadi, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of sitting in a kosher sukkah. Einei Oyve B'Isra Achila Mechutz Sukkah. But it also wasn't as if you ate outside a sukkah. Interesting idea. Why? Tamadov, who explains Rav Soloveitchik. Mishum the Mitzvah B'Aveira Einei Pesela Ses Achevtsu the Sukkah B'Psala Guf. Mitzvah B'Aveira can't change this and make this Oyz Sukkah. Can't undo the sukkah. It's a sukkah. It's built kasher. Just to note, there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah has a discussion in Mishnayim. If a person brings in kelim hamavuze into his sukkah, so the Mishnah Berurah has a tzad in Mishnayim that it makes the sukkah possible. It's an unbelievable concept. You have a kosher sukkah, built kadasu kadin, you bring in dirty things, you bring in the garbage can and all the smelly dishes, you can actually possle the sukkah to the point where you can't even make a leishah besukkah on it. So that's an interesting idea. You can take a kosher sukkah and make it possible by bringing in the wrong things. So it's such a concept. So it says,
why did you say Teishu came to do in your house? You also have a garbage can and dirty
dishes. And a chanami, but your sukkah has to be also on a little bit of a higher level. Someone told me a maisa last year, it fell out that Shmi Hashanah Rabbah was Sunday. And there was a big football game. It was one of the games in England. So the football game started earlier.
Uh-huh.
So the guy wanted to, should he bring his TV into the sukkah to watch? Teishu came to do it. That was the show. I told him, I don't know. Got to ask someone else. But I don't know.
You just said, what's the TV?
No, I knew what that was. I knew they were playing in England. But I told the guy, I don't know. I'm not sure. So the point is, Zogt Minchas Chinuch, there's two dinim. Not only is there a din of sitting in the sukkah, there's an issur of being outside the sukkah. So mitzvah of aveir won't make it that I'm sitting outside the sukkah, but it won't make it like I'm sitting in a sukkah. So Zogt Salvech, you see the Minchas Chinuch, there's the mosig of sitting outside of a sukkah, is taka in issur. So he says, you see from over here that the Minchas Chinuch held as a specific isser to sit outside the sukkah. Reb Chaim disagreed. Reb Chaim didn't like this Minchas Chinuch. Reb Chaim held that's not true. There's no isser miyuchad lechol chutz the sukkah kshir. So Reb Chaim did not like this. I think this is just an interesting chakir to keep in mind when talking about the mitzvah of yeshiva v'sukkah. If a person were to eat outside the sukkah, what would he be doing wrong? Would he just be mevatel a mitzvah, like not putting on tefillin, or is he doing a real isser?
Isn't the mitzvah above a very exact same kind though?
Yeah, that's the whole sugi over there. Maybe next time we'll talk about it. Yeah, you have to see Tosfos over there. That's a big discussion. Mitzvah Baver. Yeah, Mitzvah Baver is a bigger sugi. Okay, this was really a hakdama to what I want to get to. Let's get to the sugi now. Zakti Gemara, there's one more shtickle Gemara we have to see before we get into the real lomdus over here in the sugi. There's a Gemara over here. If you look at number 11, the Gemara number 11 reads like this. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer held if you miss the Suda at night, so you make it up at the end of Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, "V'homer Ablazer Abba Esu Sudas Chayv Adam Lachol B'Sukkah Achz Ben Vachas B'Layla." It sounds like you can't make it up. What do you mean? How could Rabbi Eliezer say you make it up? It sounds like it's supposed to be 2 a day for 7 days. There's no make-up option. Omer Rabbi Rabbi Choyzebar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Taka retracted his opinion. What does that mean? He retracted his opinion. It's like Rashi number 13. It's like Rashi. What was he Choyzer from? Eitzel Chachomim Loimar She'in the Dovikitzvah. He went back to the Chum Shita. There's no Dover Kitzvah. V'imotzel l'sanes, l'sanes. Chot mil yom tev rishon. Except for the first night. First night, Rabbi Elzer agreed you have to eat. U'baha mi'a plig yalayu. The kasavi yesh tashlum and k'mosh yesh tashlum the karbonis. Yemish and af b'yom tev achron. The difference is that he held that the concept of tashlumin, you can make it up, while the Tanakhama held you can't make it up. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's really in the same sheet of the Rabbanon. Teishu came to Duruk, Zerushov, Tezvav, Tezvav. He just has a chiddush that the first night is obligatory and the first night can be made up at the end of Yom Tov. If you look in Rashi number 12, Rashi says, when are you maslim this Suda? So Rashi number 12, Yashlim Sudasoi, Zois, B'yom Tov Achron, Bishmini Atzeres, V'yaf Apish Eina B'suka. Even though it's not going to be in the Sukkah, you can make up the first night's chiv to be in a Sukkah, make up at the end of Yom Tov in your house. So Frekti Rishayim, Taisirash, Demiri, how does that work? How can I make up the first night's chiv in a sukkah outside the sukkah? Doesn't make any sense. So the Marshal over here, number 15, has an unbelievable pshat. Dr. Marshal, so he writes, nearly, Hachi Perushai, number 14. Chazer boy, Rebbe Eliezer miyadal tzudas besukkah, v'loi koyal yom tev rishon. V'af bish oysa asudu ba'korcha tzvi chasukkah. That meal needs to be in a sukkah. So how can the makeup be outside of a sukkah? Mikom okim chiyuvu diyudal ad lav besukkah talyo. That chiyuv to eat the first night is not really a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. Elo yafina milo pesach letzarech achila. All I learned from the Gzeir Shav is you need to eat. The other nights you want to opt to go hungry, fine. First night of sukkah is you must eat. Where do you have to eat? Well, you have to eat because there's a din that all eating that takes place over sukkah must be in the sukkah. But the real chiyuv is not to eat in the sukkah; it's to eat. Therefore, writes the Marshal, "Umeachad letzarech achila yafshal lekayim beloy sukkah." Memela, since on any time throughout sukkahs, whenever you have to eat, that eating has to be in the sukkah. But the actual chiyav, Zokta Marshal, is not to eat in the sukkah, it's to eat. The Gzereshavet Tezvav teaches me, on Leil sukkahs, you must eat. I don't care where. Now Memela, then the Torah picks up after. The Torah says, well, if you have to eat, that's got to be in the sukkah, because all of sukkahs you have to eat in the sukkah. But the Iker Drush of the Gzereshavet, Zokta Marshal, is not to eat in the sukkah, but it's to eat.
So the Tzeres night, there is no
chiyav. Yeah. Again, that's what Rashi's saying over here. That Rashi,
you're making it.
Yeah, Rashi's assuming you're not eating in the sukkah. Why?
Because the first night is not part of the 14.
First night.
So you have 14 meals, morning, night.
Right. I mean, the first night you don't have to eat because...
It's not part of the cheshbon of the 14.
Why?
Because it's a separate din. You're saying there's a separate night.
But the problem is, anytime you're going to eat, it's got to be in the sukkah.
I understand, but the Mishnah says there's 14 meals, 7 days. The first, and also the Meduka says Yom Belayla.
Right.
So it's 14, that's going to include Shal Shuddas. It's not going to include the first night.
But again,
no, the first night you're mechuyev.
But how you not
mechuyev? You have a makeup and eat outside.
Separate thing.
Again, this is after Rebbe Elazar was chayzer. Right, we're going now. Rebbe Elazar was chayzer. Rebbe Elazar now falls off from this twice a day thing. Rebbe Elazar holds like the Rabban.
Even according to the Marshal, in other words, yechiyev is to eat, but memel you have to eat the sukkah. But in other words, when it says that you have to eat the 14 meals...
Rebbe Elazar retracted from that. He was chayzer from that. That's what the Gemara said.
Right.
The Rebbe Elazar took this back. All Rebbe Elazar says is you got to eat one the first night, and that he holds can be made up later. So Dr. Marshall, it can be made up later because the drasha wasn't to eat in the sukkah. The drasha was to eat. The sukkah part was a secondary factor because it's sukkah, so everything needs to be done in the sukkah. Mm-hmm. Dr. Marshall... Oh yeah, that's the Rabbanan say you can't. That's a separate. The Gemara has a whole discussion. How that's a separate kasha. How to understand it? So l'chay, what you see from over here is that the Mashal understood that what's the pshat in the Gzeir Shava, and this is the Chakir of the day. The Chakir of the day, they quote it. It starts by Rabbah Ber. He cleared this Chakir first. The Chakir of the day is what does Gzeir Shava Tezvav teach me? Is the Gzeir Shava teach me that although I don't have to eat sukkahs, but the first night of sukkahs is a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah? That's part of the Gzeir Shav. The Gzeir Shav is that I want the Torah wants us to fulfill Basukah's Teshu the first night in the Sukkah. That's one side. The other side is no. The Chiyuv Gzeir Shav Tezvav teaches me one thing. You need to eat the first night. You don't want to eat tomorrow night? Fine. You don't want to eat Tuesday night? Thursday night? Fine. Tonight you must eat. Fine. So now I know I have to eat. Where do I have to eat? That the Torah didn't tell me. The Torah told me from another place. Since on Sukkahs, every meal must be in the Sukkah. But mele, I find myself schlepping into the Sukkah. But the actual Gzeir Shava doesn't put me into the Sukkah. The Gzeir Shava doesn't dictate I go into the Sukkah. The Gzeir Shava just dictates I have to eat. So the Mashal seems to be crying this lumdus. The Mashal seems to be saying that if you could make up on Shmini Atzeres a meal that I'm supposed to eat the first night of Sukkah, how does that make any sense? If the Gzeir Shava taught me it has to be in the Sukkah, how can I eat it outside the Sukkah? So Dr. Mashal, it's not the Pshat. The Pshat is I don't have to eat it in the Sukkah. I have to eat a Suda. Now, on Sukkah, that Suda requires to be in the Sukkah. On Shmini Atzeres, I don't. So maybe I can learn the Iker Chiyuv Suda without having to take the Chiyuv of where to eat it. So that's a separate kasha. We'll have to get to the second. We'll deal with that in a minute. So in the Sefer, I have a Sefer Binas Daniel. Michael, who wrote Binah's Daniel?
Daniel
Lehrfeld. Daniel Lehrfeld, Rosh
Yeshiva. That's where they
learned. Yeah. There you go. Okay, so I found this sefer over here on Sukkah. So he asks a very, very sorry to take a kasha.
Oh, sorry, Rabbi Weber.
What?
Yeah. Oh, that's the problem. Right, now it's a problem. That's his problem. That's of Daniel's kasha. Now we have a problem. Oh, so Frank Tim, he asks it a little differently. He says, well, 1 second. If you're telling me the Gzeir Shava just dictates how much to eat, it doesn't dictate where to eat. So how are women now, how could there be a havamina to be mechayiv women to eat in the sukkah because of the Gzeir Shava? The Gzeir Shava doesn't create a chi of sukkah. The Gzeir Shava creates a chi of suda. Good. So Leil, sukkahs, women have to eat a meal. Great. So where do they eat a meal? Where they normally eat meals? Inside the house. How could the Gemara have a havamina that the Gzeir Shava tezvav should dictate women have to find themselves into the sukkah? That's not true. The Gzeir Shava doesn't have that power according to the Mashal. Right. That's his kasha, very shtaka kasha. That's what he asks over here on the bottom. Any other teretz had answer for the Mashal. But I just want to bring out the kasha. I think it's a gavaldik kasha. If you assume that pshat in the Mashal, you have to relearn the Gemara that we mentioned in the Kedushin. How does that fit? Now, it could be beautiful in the Kamash Malon. Right. Now the Kamash Malon is beautiful. Kamash Malon, this is Shtigl Torah. The Kamash Malon is that's not the way it works. The Gzeir Shava. I mean, the Shaka Vatari, the Gemara is this is you know the
but
classic way of saying
out
it, right?
Halacha that the women do have to eat. It's not like Kamash Malon, and therefore
right.
We don't come out the halacha. There's no psak somewhere that the women have
right,
to eat.
Right. So I mean, the Shaka Vatari of that Gemara is this Chakira. If the Havamin was Gzeir Shava was a Chiv to put you into the sukkah, so then women have to go into the sukkah. The Kamash Malon is no. The Gzeir Shava is not a Chiv. It's just a Chiv Suda. Maybe the women are still outside the sukkah. That would be the Geshmaka way of learning the Gemara. Now there's riot to this chakir all over in the Rishonim. The Moshul, the Rishonim all have a kasha. How can it be you don't have to eat on Yom Tif? The Gemara says that in Brachas, that Yom Tif, if a person forgets Yal V'Yava, he has to go back. So that means there's a Chiyav Suda. So if there's a Chiyav Suda, how can you tell me Yibay Yachri, Yibay Lachri? So Taisus has a big Chiddush in Sukkah. Taisus says that whole Gemara in Brachas that says you have to go back for Yal V'Yava, it's talking about Leil Pesach and Leil Sukkos. That's it. Only those two Yom Tif, no other Yom Tif. It's a very big chiddush. So the Ran in Sukkah number 16 deals with this kasha. Listen to what the Ran writes. He says, "Lefichach nira demadu shemechadish akosu b'lo yomtiv harishon shal Pesach m'dechse be'erev tachlu matzos. Haynu lechayve b'din matzah ru'uya." That means on Pesach you have to eat specific matzah. To ilu b'din yomtiv, if it will just be asudis yomtiv, yotze b'choshu pas. You can eat any bread you want. Afilu matzah ashira. U'b'yomtiv harishon shal Sukkah is gamila nami demechayve le'echo shir shuchayve le'echo b'sukkah. Zok the Ran the chiyuv. That's not on a regular Yom Tif. That's specific for Sukkot is how much? Because if it would just be as Yom Tif, then I would have to eat a kebeah. I could eat a kebeah up to a kebeah chutz l'sukkah. V'gamina mechaka matzah is the mechayiv lecho shir ha-mechoyiv lecho b'sukkah. So the round, the Gzeir Shava teaches me how much to eat. That's what the Gzeir Shava teaches me. How much do I have to eat? U'lefichach nir shuchayiv lecho yoysi mekebeah. So the Gzeir Shava teaches me if it would be a regular night of Yom Tif, so then I can eat whatever I want. But vibalt et sukkis, and sukkis you only have to eat if it's more than a kebeah, so mele I only have to eat a kebeah worth in the sukkah. The second opinion in the Rat, which is what the Ritva discusses, is that no, that b'leil sukkis, you only have to eat a kezayis. So what's the shayla tolian? If I have to eat the kezayis the first night, I have to eat the kebeah the first night. Which one? So Shaila says, what am I learning after the Gzeir Shava Tezvav Tezvav? If the Gzeir Shava Tezvav Tezvav is teaching me a question of what am I learning from Pesach? Pesach, you only have to eat the kezayis and matzah. So if I'm learning from the strictly eating part, so I learn eating from eating, so then it should only be a kezayis. If what I'm learning from Gzeir Shava is the Torah is stooping me into the sukkah, so I can only go into the sukkah for an amount that requires a sukkah. So it can only be a kebeah. If the Gzeirah Shava is teaching me what to eat the first night of Sukkot, so then it can teach me to only eat a kezayis. But if the Gzeirah Shava is teaching me what it means to be in a sukkah, the Torah is saying, this night I want you in a sukkah. So the Torah can only put me in a sukkah if it's the required amount to be in a sukkah, which is a kebeah v'yoser. So then you have to
eat
kebeah.
So specifically, what to eat, why isn't it teaching me to eat matzah?
Okay, we're going to get to that in a second. We'll deal with that in 1 second. Now, I found the Moedik of Talmud Rabbein Yena, Talmud Ramban. A Talmud of the Ramban was bothered with this kasha. Why don't you have to eat Sudas Yom Tov? Listen to what he writes. He writes, "V'nichalei d'shani yom tiv shel sukkah m'shay yom tovim, t'ha akish v'achmana l'dira d'iboy yochel iboy lo yochel." Although yom tiv carries a chiyuv suda, sukkah is the exception. Why? Because we go back to teishvah kain to do. Teishvah kain to do goes so far that it tells me just like if at home I would choose not to eat, so the one sukkah I can choose not to eat. What happens to my chiyuv suda is yom tiv? The kain to do beats it out. Zok the Talmud Rabban, unbelievable chiddush. He wants to suggest.
Yeah, I'm
with you. He's just being magged. Unbelievable pshat that came to do is going to define all the mitzvahs hayoyim. We would have thought that never works like that. We would have thought you have all the mitzvahs, then you work around Kein Tadiru. He's saying that Kein Tadiru is going to define the mitzvahs Hayem. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. In your house?
You must eat.
Right, I was a kasha. Right. Yeah, good.
Yes, sir.
Good. Okay, that was another drop for just tumult purposes. Okay, now let's get to a little bit of halacha l'maisa, because if not, we're not yotze. The Mechaber writes like this: Achila besoka b'leil yom tov rishon choyva. The first night you must eat. Afilu ochel kazayis pas. Even if you just eat a kazayis. Kazayis. What happened to a kebeya? Why did the Mechaber pick kazayis? So l'chari, the Mechaber picks kazayis because the Mechaber held the shavat tezvav. Tezvav is what? It just teaches me what to eat. Doesn't teach me where to eat. The Gzeir Shav is a one-sided Gzeir Shav. It's that on Tezvav, you must eat. How much do I eat? Well, I look at Pesach. Pesach says I eat the Kazayis, so I eat the Kazayis. But where to eat, that's not the Torah's business. The Torah's not getting involved in the Torah saying what to eat. Now, it's somewhat strange because a Kazayis never carries a Chiyav. You don't have to eat a Kazayis. You can eat a Kazayis outside the Sukkah. Why tonight do I have to eat a Kazayis inside the Sukkah? We'll get to that in a second. What does the Ramah write? Talk to Ramah. Not only that, you can't eat until it's Vade Laila. And you also have to eat before Chatzos. You're not even allowed to eat too much on Erev Sukkot. So you should be able to eat B'tiyav. These are all Hilchos Pesach rules.
He believes the Gzeir
Shavah. So what do you see from the Ramah? The Ramah's mom is real legit with the Gzeir Shavah, all the way through. Yet the Mechaber doesn't. Why doesn't the Mechaber push it all the way through? Why doesn't the Mechaber bring all the exact same halachas that the Ramah does? The Ramah clearly believes in it, because he pushes the Gzeir Shavah that you got to eat. So if you got to eat the same amount, why doesn't it have to be with all the other details of the timing of when I eat it, or how I eat it? Why isn't that found in the Ramah? So Rabbi Shavais wants to suggest in 23, in Shulchan Aruch, an interesting chiddush. He wants to suggest that the Mechaber held that what I take from the Gzeir Shavah is the shear, but I don't take the Zman Kiyuma and all those other things. We're starting to split hairs a little bit over here. What I take from the Gzeir Shavah is how much. What means an Achila? Das is the limud. How to, when to, this, that's not our business. That's not our job. The Mechaber held the job of the Gzeir Shavah is what to do. What to eat. How much. How to eat it, when to eat it, how much time to eat it. That's not included in the Gzeir Shavah. That's what he wants to understand. Im Kain, the Ramah disagrees with that. The Ramah, if you learn Gzeir Shavah, you got to learn across the board. Like it's even Mashman the Gemara, that you learn it so far, even Mechayiv women. The Gzeir Shavah is real. Whatever you find over there, you find over here.
We stop short of matzah.
Right, we stop. We'll see. Maybe we can go that far. One more halach in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber Paskin is the number 20. Yodu Gshamim. There's a rain comes down. I raise a nichnas to take a bais. You're allowed to go inside the house. When are you allowed to go inside the house? Mishiyar to take a sukkah. Teepoys, traps come down. Shem yipulu take a tafshu. It would be so annoying that it would ruin your food. You're allowed to go inside. I feel the tafshu shalpo. So this is the Torah that we know as mitzvah. Now the Mechaber seems to say that mitzvah applies all Yemei HaSukkah, not just the second night, the third night. All nights of sukkah, we have a Torah called mitzvah. So Ramah says, if you can't estimate this, you ask yourself, if I was sitting in my living room and it was starting to drip, but I go into the kitchen, fine. This is all the other nights of Sukkah. First night of Sukkah is nothing doing. You got to eat a kazayis in the pouring rain while it's coming down. So here seems to be a machlokes Mechab and Ramah. The Mechab seems to say you have the rule mitzvah for all nights of Sukkah, while the Ramah says you don't. So the question is, what's the machlokes? We're rejecting the rule of mitzvah. So what you're going to have to say, in this way of salvation explains it, you're going to have to say that the Chayla is totally in the mitzvah, is totally in what's pshat and the chiva of the first night. Because again, if the Gzeir Shavah Tezvav tells me you must eat the first night, that's it. You gotta eat the first night. If the Gzeir Shavah tells me you gotta eat in the Sukkah, so then it's a Sukkah-based halacha. If it's a Sukkah-based halacha, it follows other Sukkah-related issues. The Hainu Mitzvah is Potter. So salvation explains it's telling the Chakira above, which in Cain, it can Zayin, you have to know if it's Ramah L'Shitasa. Does it work out the Ramah L'Shitasa?
Even if it's only that you have to eat, then we say so. But secondarily, then we find out from the dinim of Sukkah where you have to eat. But if the dinim of
Sukkah
is Mitzvah, you
still shouldn't
have to eat. I think you can make such an argument.
I agree. I think one can make such an argument like that as well. You could say that although there's a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah, but then we are acknowledging the Sukkah's rules.
Now I'm a part from Sukkah, and it's even better. Now I can still be Mekayim the Mitzvah, because the Ikka Mitzvah is to eat, so I can eat in my house.
Possibly.
I'm still Mekayim the Mitzvah,
possibly.
100%, because I'm eating.
Yeah. So Rabbi Weiss is bothered with Akash. He says he doesn't understand the Mechaber. How could the Mechaber hold that you have to eat the Kazayis because the Gzeir Shavah, yet the Mechaber still holds something called the Mitzvah, Potem and Asukah? How could there be a Torah called Mitzvah? If I got to eat, I got to eat. So how could there be a Torah called Mitzvah? So he writes over in number 21, there's no Potem Mitzvah by Matzah. Right? So he writes, "V'tzorach loymar the after shir hamatzah nilma matzah dachiv v'shuv inyan echru ukruvim ukruchim yachad min hashemayim v'kivon v'shalamanu chiv zevi matzah v'hechru shir kamatzah avla gabe din mitzdar din sukkah allah." Meaning, we're not completely rejecting all of hilchas sukkah. We're saying that I learned zayir shavat tezvav tezvav for some things, but I still apply old rules of hilchas sukkah. Therefore, I still apply Teish Begin to do it, and I don't completely reject. That's what the Mechaber learned. That's why the Mechaber has a torment start even the first night, while the Ramah seemed to reject it and say that's not the way it works. Yeah, I think we'll leave off with Daniel's Kasha on the Rambam. He's bothered with the Rambam. The Rambam writes exactly the same words that we have in the Mechaber. How's the Rambam write it? The Mechaber writes that on the first night, Achilo besuk belelo yom tefurishin choyva, afilo ochel kazayis pas, yoytzi dey chavosoy, mikam veilich rishos, rotz alecho, Kiddin achilas matzah bePesach, just like eating matzah on Pesach. So the kasha is, it's not like just eating matzah on Pesach. Why? Because if I sit down on cholamoid on sukkahs in my sukkah and I eat a huge suda, I make a leisha basukkah. If I sit down on Pesach cholamoid and I eat matzah, I don't make an achilas matzah. So what do you mean kiddin achilas? It's not kiddin achilas matzah. They're fundamentally different. By sukkah, I'll be mekayim a mitzvah if I eat in the sukkah the other days. I'm not mechoyev, but there'll be a kiyum a mitzvah. If I eat matzah the seventh day of Pesach, I'm not mekayim a mitzvah. That's why there's no bracha. So how could the mechaber lump the two together and say kiddin achilas matzah? It's not true. It's not kiddin achilas matzah. And then he asks on the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Goyin. The Goyin held that if you eat matzah on Pesach, you mekayim a mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah is mesupik. Would that apply to sukkahs also? So effective then, what do you mean? Would it apply? Of course it applies. If I eat in the sukkah cholamid, I make a leisha basukkah. Clearly it's a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, it's clearly different than Pesach. Because if I eat matzah on the third day of Yom Tov, I don't make an achilas matzah. Yet if I sit in the sukkah, I make a leisha. So he asks, how could the mechaber lump the two together if they're clearly, drastically, fundamentally different? I ain't sure what he answers. I think that's enough for sukkahs today. Okay, we should all enjoy inspirational sukkahs.